Welcoming the Stranger. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. People are struggling to make sense of the decision to invite Vladimir Putin to the White House in October. So I went back to 1987, when President Reagan, barely 6 months after standing in Berlin and declaring, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall," welcomed Mr. Gorbachev to the South Lawn. He described him as an adversary, he called him out on human rights, but he also said,
"The American people believe that a stranger is a friend they have yet to meet. Indeed, I know that many of our citizens have written to you and Mrs. Gorbachev and have even sent to you the keys to their homes."
And they went on to sign a treaty limiting nuclear weapons. 2 years later, the Berlin Wall came down. 2 years after that, the Soviet Union fell apart. So I'd say we won that round. Now, of course, Putin is no Gorbachev. He's trying to put the Soviet Union back together. And so the invitation surprised everybody, including Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, who didn't find out until he was told about it during a security forum.
"Vladimir Putin is coming to the White House in the fall."
Say that again?
Everybody got a good laugh. And it is pretty funny. Vladimir Putin, the man accused of manipulating the 2016 election, being invited to the world's biggest stage right before the 2018 election. Now he doesn't even have to buy Facebook ads. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.